Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today, Thursday. Yes, Thursday. The Bills
are
on.
It's all I know.
Yeah, the Bills are on next Thursday. This is the Amazon music. The Bills are on next Thursday.
I keep forgetting that. Two games in 7 days.
Listen, we might be on next Thursday too, because NFL Films, they do that thing where they come in and they want to film and, you know, take video of the call screener and the lines lighting up, and we have to practice things like, you know, this is a huge game. Like stuff like that, and then they put us as part of the intro.
Yeah.
Or Sal. I think Sal's done it before.
Yep.
So that's happening. They'll be here on Monday. So the Bills better win, or else we're going to be like, this team's a disaster. Anyway.
That game's very different, I think, whether they win or lose this Sunday.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Tonight, it's NBC, right? NBC.
NBC today. Tomorrow and Sunday night.
Okay.
So you've got, what, 4 primetime games this week, and 3 of them are NBC coverage.
Very good.
Tomorrow's Peacock only, so I'm counting that as NBC. It's basically NBC.
Yeah, but the Peacock only stuff.
Yeah, Peacock only. You don't have Peacock?
Nah, me? I don't even...
Peacock?
Oh, true story. Go ahead. I don't know which streaming services I have and which ones I shark on a friend's account.
I believe there are...
I don't know which ones I have. I have them all.
Not to add to your list, but I believe there are services that can tell you what you have and then give you the list, and then you can... And then automatically, like, you don't want these 3 anymore? Delete.
I don't need to know, because whatever ones I have, people are definitely using my account, and I'm using their account. We've got this beautiful symbiotic relationship.
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
What's the problem? I have all of them.
But you don't know if you have all of them.
No, I know that I have access to all of them.
Oh,
I don't know which ones are mine and which ones belong to other people.
Okay.
And frankly, I don't care.
Okay, I got you.
If there are 12 streaming services and you have 6 and you're kind of borrowing passwords and logins from 6 other people,
mm-hmm.
As soon as you cancel one, you might find that the ecosystem gets upset and people start looking at theirs.
The other five are
oh yeah, who's logging on to my Peacock?
Hey, you canceled my you're off Max now.
Exactly. That's exactly
no more
right.
Paramount Plus for you, buddy.
I'm pretty sure Peacock's one of the ones I don't have, and I do know who's I log in on.
Peacock has sneakily became one of the better streaming services, I have to say. It started off as like horrible to use, like not user-friendly. You couldn't find anything. There wasn't anything good. Like, The Office was on it, and that was it. But then even they had Premier League. That's why I had it in the first place, just because they had Premier League. Now they've got some good stuff. They've got some movies that you can't get anywhere else that aren't even like Peacock-only movies, which is good because the other streaming services making their own movies are often like not actually that high production anymore.
Depends on the...
I would recommend it. Peacock's pretty good, and you get... How many football games a year are Peacock only? Like, they might only be three.
I have no idea.
Three or four?
Yeah.
It's one tonight. Is there a playoff game again? There was a playoff game last year that was Peacock only. The Dolphins-Chiefs game, right?
That's right. That's right. A great game. Heck of a game that one was.
Yep. And then you get your Premier League.
Yeah, lots of that. Hey, good morning. It's Thursday. The NFL season opens today. We have a lot to get to. I mean, a huge show today.
By the way, that's tomorrow. I don't mean to confuse anybody right away. Tonight is not Peacock.
NBC.
Yeah, tomorrow is.
NBC, Tirico and Collinsworth.
Yes.
All right, NBC. Patrick Mahomes will likely be compared to Patrick Mahomes tonight. That's good. Collinsworth can be really, dialed in. Uh-huh. Should there be a drinking game? Should there be some sort of
bingo
or fantasy draft where we draft? What adjectives will Collinsworth use regarding Mahomes? Like, everybody already knows Mahomes is good. Do you think he will at any point today say, like, people don't give this guy enough credit? Or, a thing about Patrick Mahomes that people don't know? He's a heck of a thrower. Something like that. He's always trying to tell everybody that you don't understand how good he is as America watches and says, like, bro, we absolutely understand he's the best player in the league.
Yes.
That's happening tonight. So strap in for that.
Yep. Also, are we going to get, if we want to expand the bingo board out, are we going to get any Taylor Swift appearances today?
She got a show tonight?
I don't know.
I mean, you can probably count on that.
We'll at least get references.
For sure.
To her?
For sure.
Will we get any references to the ring having an error on it? Or is that going to get swept under the rug?
Remember that
happened?
Yeah, the Kansas City.
Right, we're not going to hear that.
Championship ring has the wrong seed for the Dolphins.
Yeah, on the inside of the ring.
Yes.
And they decided we're just going to leave it. We're not going to get them all back from and then, go back in and fix them all. We're going to let it ride.
Will Clark Hunt being voted the worst owner in the sport be mentioned?
No.
By the
way.
Players, right? Players voted the Chiefs owner is the worst?
Yes.
One of the worst?
At least worse facilities, worse like, treatment of families, right? Like
F's across the board.
There's some bad stuff there.
Yeah. Well, here's what's coming up today.
Taylor Swift doesn't have a concert till November 14th.
She's probably definitely going to be there. Here's what we got today. Lots. At 6:30, how about this? The entering the 6:30 club of guests. Ed McGrogan, tennis.com at the U.S. Open, covering the U.S. Open where Jesse Pegula is into the semifinals, so that's exciting. We'll chat with him coming up at 6:30. Sal at 7. The Bills name two captains, Josh Allen and Terrell Bernard. The Bills, or not the Bills, but Delaware North, they're bringing in the battle boats. What are those? They're bringing us food.
Mm-hmm.
We get food today at 8:30. We're going to get burgers and then these battle boats.
At 8:30.
At 8:30 today. Your waffle fries. I hope you're ready for waffle fries at 8:30 in the morning.
Waffles are a breakfast food. I've never been more
ready True.
For anything in my life.
Let's start calling these breakfast fries. How come these have not been reimagined or rebranded as breakfast fries?
Absolutely. Why not?
I got breakfast pizza. Why can't I have breakfast fries?
Breakfast fries that would, of course, be, if you were going to have breakfast fries, would be. Is that what home fries are already?
Well, yeah, but home fries aren't fries.
No, but you already have a potato in the family here.
True.
We're the breakfast family.
Home fries are great.
Home fries are tremendous.
Who doesn't like home fries?
See, that's the thing. Like, if I've got waffle fries for breakfast entering the conversation, I'm just gonna have home fries. Home fries are awesome.
Well, what the Bills are about to bring in home fries.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah, these battle boats, we'll talk about these because who doesn't love a good themed food based on opponent? And the Bills at the stadium this year, the Bills will have themed foods for their opponent. 9 o'clock, Alex Clancy, Clancy's Corner, Locked On Cardinals. He'll join us. We've had him on many times before, going back to maybe even the Hale Murray and DeAndre Hopkins talk. But
I think we had him on to talk about Andy Isabella.
That's
once.
Probably right.
Yep.
So Alex Clancy at 9, and then Sean Stepner at 9:30 on the Ravens. So just to recap, the U.S. Open, the Bills, food, the Ravens, the Cardinals, the NFL season opener. Here we go.
Yes.
Like, let's have it. NFL opener tonight. What time? 8? Should
eight,
I know?
8:20. And is that 8:20 for real, or is that 8:20 begins the national anthem and then the
series of anthems?
I believe the ring ceremony for the Chiefs is at halftime.
Okay.
I think that's right.
I'll make sure to see that.
So we shouldn't have that delaying the proceedings.
8:20 is the start time,
yeah.
Allegedly.
Is 8:20 also the start time of everybody hyperventilating about what Xavier Worthy does in every play?
Yes.
Okay.
The Worthy Wars begin tonight.
The Worthy Wars. I was trying to think of a name. We need like a Worthy Digs Index for the season.
Let's call it the Takepocalypse.
The Takepocalypse.
I mean, whatever you want, but it's the Worthy Wars.
Just tracking those two, but Worthy, yeah, tonight.
The Worthy Wars begin tonight. It doesn't matter if Keon Coleman is better than Xavier Worthy, because the Bills could have drafted Keon Coleman, and maybe the Chiefs don't get Xavier Worthy. There's no guarantee they were going to get him. They felt they needed to trade up 7 spots to get him, right? So,
yeah.
Bills could have taken Coleman. Instead, they opened the runway for this match to happen. And when we talked on Wednesday with Carrington Harrison about it in Kansas City, he shared my belief on it, which is I would not have done it. You could make a case about all the draft. I would not have done it for the sole reason that I wouldn't want some idiot like me tying the Bills to this pick forever. So tonight the Worthy Wars begin. You know, I'm not exactly afraid of him becoming a great, incredible number one receiver. I am, however, afraid of what he might be able to do along with Hollywood Brown, who is not going to play tonight, by the way.
Right.
They got two really fast receivers who are going to stretch defenses and probably allow Travis Kelce to have an amazing season. Right? Is there anybody happier about what the Chiefs did on offense? I mean, Mahomes, okay, more help at receiver.
Yeah.
But who's happier than Travis Kelce for what the Chiefs did? They got field stretchers.
Isn't it kind of like what do you hear when a great player in hockey gets another great player on his line? Like, oh, it's going to open up some space for him.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of what happened for Kelce here? He had some space opened up for him?
Think so.
Because last year, it was statistically proven. It was easier to defend the Chiefs last season than it ever was. It was easier to defend Kelce. He went down by 400 yards last year. That training camp injury might have played into that a little, but he should be thrilled. I mean, in theory, what happens on paper, what the Chiefs now are a team that you have to, again, worry about down the field, which you did not have to worry about them in that way anymore.
No, not at all.
And if you do have to worry about them down the field again, then I'm thinking Kelce underneath and over the middle of the field, where as he gets older, 35 now and up, like those up-the-seam routes, I don't know that he can't do them anymore yet, but there's going to come a day where he's going to really struggle to keep doing stuff that's 15, 20 yards down the field. He'll have to transition, I think. And if Worthy can help that, and Rice needs to be mentioned here too, right? Like, I forget about him, even in fantasy drafts, like, but thinking about him for the Chiefs this year, just because it was, oh, this guy's going to get suspended. What he did warranted a suspension, maybe a year-long suspension, but
he's not going to get one.
Not yet. I mean, it might come next year because of the way the legal proceedings are going. So, like, him being on the field, too, like, that's a dangerous trio.
It's a good group.
For even tonight without Brown.
To Kelce, if you want to make this a fantasy football point, maybe you got all your drafts in already. I've got one tonight, which is a tradition. We do it during this game. We start about 7 o'clock. So, Kelce, I expect him to, even at age 35, this is going to be his age 35 season.
35.
To blow up. I think he's going to have a huge year. Last year, he had 93 catches, which was low for him. His yards per reception was the lowest of his career. 5 touchdowns, low for him. Success rate, about where it normally is.
Mm-hmm.
But yards per game was down the lowest it had been since 2017, which is what, pre-Mahomes?
Yep.
So Kelce with Mahomes last year had the worst, finger quotes, year of his career. And I think if you got a draft tonight, I mean, I've been getting Kelce everywhere I can. I think Last year, it became about Laporta, Kincaid, Trey McBride. Before that, for a couple of years, it was Kelce and Andrews, and Kelce was so much ahead of everybody else that other tight ends were on like a tier below.
2 years ago, he like lapped the field.
And I think this year, maybe he won't lap the field because there are more tight ends that can do that kind of stuff now.
Yes.
But I expect him to be right near the top, tight end one. Right near the top. He's going to get fed.
I agree. I think he's going to get fed. I think last year might have had to do... We thought he was going to miss multiple weeks
with that bruise injury.
Hyperextended knee comes to mind, like that he had, and he missed one game. He missed one game. But if you look at his snap counts last year, like this kind of goes to, I mean, his targets were still there, and even his production, I guess, was still there mostly. But first seven games of the season, he played over 75% of the snaps one time, and weeks eight on, he played over 75% every game. So his snap count it went up when he kind of got to the middle portion of the year. So was he playing injured? He probably was playing injured in the first 2 months of the season last year. So that matters to this also. For fantasy, I'm with you. He's kind of one of the five now. Like, he could still finish number one. I think I've drafted him first. I think I've drafted him second behind Laporta. But 2 years ago it was, this dude is way ahead of the rest. Like, Andrews was kind of close sometimes, but it was Kelce, and then it was everybody else. And right now, I feel like Kelsey's in a pocket of five tight ends in the league that are all, you know, they're all top tier. And maybe Kincaid's in that group. He's being drafted in fantasy like he's in that group, at least. So is McBride. So, yeah.
I wonder about the Chiefs this year. If they start to look like, because these two teams have been different, the Bills and the Chiefs. The Chiefs, of course, beat the Bills in the playoffs. But the Bills have been the team that more likely blows a team out in the regular season, right?
Right.
The Bills have blown out their opponents. They have a better point differential than the Chiefs last however many years. And I wonder if the Chiefs are kind of ready to put that behind them. I mean, last year they lost this game to the Lions, who turned out to be pretty good. It was ultimately a loss because of, what, a drop or two? Probably a Kadarius Toney drop.
I mean, Toney put the ball right in a... Yeah. Toney caused a pick six.
Yeah, they had a lot of... himself. Brian Branch had that pick six. They had a lot of mistakes. Yeah. They had a bunch of drops. You know, the Chiefs played sloppy last year. And I wonder if they button it up and look dominant. Whatever. We'll see. It's game one. So if they look like... If they win by 14 tonight against Baltimore in a rematch of the AFC title game, it's going to... Whatever. It's going to bolster any idea that it's their conference to lose. I do think they're going to win tonight. I think they're going to cover tonight. Baltimore, it's funny. Like, Derrick Henry is a big story. Let's get to fantasy a little bit on him, too. Like, I found my way to some Derrick Henry last night in a draft. I don't have any until now.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry and Lamar are a great tandem to have. But the offensive line that the Baltimore Ravens have right now has been picked apart a little bit. So I wonder about the Ravens and what they were last year versus this year. Lamar, as an underdog, is very good in the NFL in the regular season, like 12-1 as an underdog.
I think I've seen, maybe this is only the last 3 years, he's 7-0 against the spread when he's an underdog.
Yeah, he's a 3.5 or 3-point underdog tonight. So
yep.
I don't know. If we're in the predicting business, Joe, I'm predicting the Chiefs tonight. I think the Chiefs are going to win. I think the Chiefs are going to look like the classy Chiefs that they occasionally can.
I don't, like, you mentioned the thing with the Ravens. I can look at the Ravens roster and go, okay, what is their big question? What do I have to worry about if I'm the Ravens? And it's absolutely their offensive line. Like, there's not a lot of experience at all. And the one guy that you would think you could trust, Ronnie Stanley, their left tackle, just had a down year and had some injuries that maybe led to that. So the offensive line of Baltimore is a big question mark. Like, they might not be able to block. It might not matter because Henry and Jackson are so good, even without it. But if they can't block, that's going to be a problem. They also, receiver-wise, are kind of back to being the head-scratching, like, all right, you got Zay Flowers and you still have Andrews. Andrews has been banged up again at training camp,
but it's
though.
Another year of, is Rashad Bateman going to be good?
But we're doing this again? Yeah. Like, this is year five of that? And, like, we're back. Oh, Nelson Aguilar is, again, like, I'm seeing training camp blurbs that, oh, he's Jackson's favorite target at training camp. He's starting. Okay, like, I'm back to the Ravens being like, all right, you got at least one guy now in Flowers, but I don't really love much else receiver-wise. Defensively, though, I guess they're just going to be right back to, like, that's an elite defense. That's an elite quarterback. They've got the running back. So they have questions. The Chiefs, though, like, what do I pick apart? I could pick apart the Ravens a little bit. What do I pick apart in the Chiefs?
For the Chiefs, it's L'Jarius Sneed is gone, and it's not much else.
It's one player, and
one
I don't...
One very, very good player.
He's a great player, yeah. Know nothing about who's replacing him, but defensively, like, with Spagnuolo and the front seven being the way it is, and now their upgrades at receiver, just their line also is always ranked as, like, one of the top units in the league. Like, I don't have a thing about the Chiefs that I would say, oh, yeah, that could be their big problem. I don't think there is one.
Look forward to watching it tonight in Arrowhead. Shocker. A game in Arrowhead if you're ready for it. Tirico, Collinsworth. We're back to betting what celebrities will be their season. I mean, tonight's Taylor Swift, of course. But, I don't know, Kansas City, they're famous fans. Might not be a great one. Who do we have for Sunday night, Monday night? Will there be any famous faces in Brazil tomorrow? Is Kevin Hart making the trip as an Eagles fan to Brazil?
I don't think anybody's going to Brazil. Is there anybody from Neymar? Right. Is there anybody from Brazil that would be there?
Giselle.
Okay. The Sunday night game this week, I believe, is the Rams and the Lions.
Kid Rock.
Detroit.
Famous Lions fans.
Yeah.
It is that time of year where we got to start making our bets.
And then Monday night is the Jets at the Niners.
That's a good one.
San Francisco. Steph Curry.
Possible.
Steph Curry. Is he in the is he local during the offseason? Shouldn't he be, like, on some private island for the next month? Especially if you're winning the gold medal. You said this earlier. I think to a lot of people, I think it does matter if Worthy is better than Coleman. I think it does matter to a lot of people.
Okay, to me, though, it's not that. It's if the Chiefs are better than the Bills. Because if they use Worthy and he catches 40 balls and their offense is unstoppable,
well,
versus Keon Coleman catches 80 and the Bills' offense is stoppable.
Should it be directly tied then to Coleman, or should it directly be tied to something that Sean McDermott said the first day of the offseason, which was explosive plays?
It should be tied to explosive plays.
If the Bills, again, look like they can't get plays down the field, they can't get big plays, and they have to 5-6 yard their way to these long drives to score, and the Chiefs are over here with their new shiny 4-2-2 toy that is getting open down the field consistently, and they are finding him. That's going to be a very easy tie-in of, you could have had that guy. You could have said, that's something I need.
That's not it for me. It's not even about him.
That is for me.
It's about helping them. If they get to where they need to, and you were part of what helped it, that's the whole thing for me.
I think it's both. I think
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It was something that they talked about needing the first day of the offseason, and there was no player that better represented that than the guy you had an opportunity to draft. And if you and you didn't really make another move that satisfies that need to, like, on paper. So,
well, you're only treating explosive as fast guys.
Yes.
They still could get explosive plays. They just might not get them in the way that Xavier Worthy would provide them. I mean, Keon Coleman could have more explosive plays by definition. It's like a 15-to-20-yard catch or a 15.
He could have more
explosive plays than Worthy, and that would be great. The Bills would have achieved their goal of getting more explosive plays. That's why, for me, it almost doesn't matter what the Bills do. If the Bills are great, good. You could have been great like that without giving them that piece.
You didn't
trade into the spot to get Coleman. It wasn't a one-for-one. You could have just taken your guy and not let whatever. Maybe they get him anyway, but you still made it happen.
But it's going to be very easy if they're not getting those plays again, that's a big piece of Coleman here. Maybe Coleman is able to do that more. But if the Bills are going through the year again and it's not happening, then it's a very easy landing spot to go to. What do you not have? What do they not have as a receiving core? They do not have elite speed. That's
well,
it.
They have MVS and Curtis Samuel who have really good to elite speed at the time. I mean, just going on combine numbers, Curtis Samuel ran a 4.3 or a 4.4.
Of the guys,
and MVS has great speed.
Yep.
I mean, I don't want to give speed to just one player. The Bills do have some fast players, and
I bet as a receiving core, they're one of the slower units in the league.
They might be, but I mean, Shakir's got pretty good speed. It's not all about speed. Last year, they had decent speed. Decent. Trent Sherfield was super fast.
I don't know if they've ever been really fast.
Last year, Deontay Hardy, Trent Sherfield, both really fast players.
But these are one-year vet minimum guys that usually are where their speed comes in.
The big investment is never made there. It's because the ability to get explosive plays is not just, do we have fast guys? It's this. I think we're going to finally kind of come to the same point here, which is, do you know how to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Chiefs, one thing about... Both these teams probably said, we need more explosive plays. And the Bills went their route, and the Chiefs went their route. Who will find more explosive plays out of this? And if you're the Chiefs and you do it, like one of the things Patrick Mahomes and a lot of the chatter about their offense this year is it's the too high shell, right? Oh, these defenses adjusted to Allen and Mahomes, and everybody had to bring their depth of target down. We'll see if it happens, because talk is cheap. But the talk about the Chiefs is they're about to open that back up. You're not going to be able to do that again
right. The
way that you did to them. They're about to start hitting long balls again and vertical plays down the field again. And the Bills talk that same talk, and we'll find out if they can. And they plan to do it with Kincaid and, I guess, Dawson Knox to a point, and, you know, Coleman, Shakir, whatever. It's going to be interesting. This, by the way, this whole thing, so I wouldn't have made that trade. Like I said, idiots like me now tie your success to whether or not the best quarterback and best offensive mind in the game are explosive. They could have just been that. Happy football season. It's take season. When we get back, Ed McGrogan of tennis.com at the US Open on Jesse Pegula, who advanced to the semifinal for the first time. We'll chat about that. It was kind of cool to watch last night if you were watching that. A win over Iga Świątek, who she had played before. It's funny, back in my DMs, as Ed and I have gone back and forth about talking before.
Yeah.
Last time we almost had him on the show was during Bill's season, and it was, hey, she's playing Iga Świątek. If she beats her, we're going to want to talk about this. She didn't.
Right.
Fast forward to the next time Ed and I are back and forth on Twitter about coming on the show, she got the job done. Pretty great.
Yep.
Beating the world number one. That's pretty good.
And now she plays in, we'll ask him if you know, I should go too far with this, but now she's playing an unranked opponent in the semis.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. To join us, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Jessica Pegula is a Grand Slam 6-2, semifinalist. 6-2. What a night for the American. Goodness me, it was tense towards the end. Terrific job of holding her nerve. And she's into the final four.
Jessica Pegula wins at the U.S. Open, on to the final four. Sean McDermott opened his press conference yesterday wishing Jessie luck in her match against Iga Świątek, and she won. So she's on to the semifinal for the first time. Joining us on the Western Hotline is Ed McGrogan, who's been covering the U.S. Open there with Tennis Channel and Tennis.com, and Bills fan as well, member of Bills Mafia, Ed McGrogan. Ed, good morning. Thanks for being on with us.
And joining the rare 6:30 club.
Yes,
here
the 6:30 club,
yeah,
Ed.
Getting up early.
Tennis has to take what it can get. I mean, 6:30, we'll take it. Thanks, guys.
Well, thanks for being on. I mean, you excited for Bills season as well?
Very, very much so. I mean, anxiety through the roof as always. Yeah. But, we're ready for that. So it's a good week.
It's funny. Like, I don't know if it'd be too crazy for a Bills fan to say, the Bills are always looking to break through, and you never know when it's going to happen. And here's Jessie Pegula. Same kind of thing. Like, you hit your head against the semifinal ceiling for a long time, and finally she breaks through in a major championship last night.
I mean, I think the comp is definitely there, and maybe that is something heartening to Bills fans, too. Like you said, she was 0-6 in Grand Slam quarterfinals before last night, and just, you know, kept going to that stage, mostly running into players that would win the tournament, as she's pointed out, too, not to make excuses, but she she's run into Świątek, who she beat last night at the U.S. Open 2 years earlier at this same stage. Played pretty well 2 years ago, but still lost in straight sets. Last year at Wimbledon, I thought that was her 13 seconds moment, honestly. She played the player who would win the tournament, but it was definitely a matchup that you could have seen her getting by, had a very late lead, but just couldn't see it through. And this has been a very funky U.S. Open from the start on both sides of the draw, if anybody's been following, with Djokovic and Alcaraz losing early. And on the women's side, there's been some carnage, too. And Pegula was really the latest one to add to that. And we can get into that. But I think at the end of the day, it was someone who maybe a lot of us thought had peaked, actually, last year, but made a number of risky changes, perhaps, and it all came through last night, and you have to feel good for her for that.
What changes were those?
The biggest one was the coaching shift. She was with her longtime coach, David Witt, up until even into January of this year. They were they've been together since 2019, won their very first tournament together, actually, and saw Pegula come from really a late bloomer. She's 30 now, and you know, most people would say that getting started at 26, really, and kind of making her ascent is not the traditional path in tennis. And you know, they worked very well. Had again gotten to that door many times, tried kind of everything, and you know, Pegula, she even made this switch after this season started, going to Australia. And then at that point just decided, it was time for a new voice, a new approach. I was talked to her coach in January, actually broke the story on it, and he was kind of blindsided by the move. Funny enough, David Witt is actually still at the U.S. Open coaching Francis Tiafoe, who is in the men's semifinals, who'll play Friday night. But what Pegula ended up doing was going with a co-coaching arrangement with Mark Merkelin and Mark Knowles. Mark Knowles is a very well-established doubles player in his day. And they have slowly but surely gotten to a point where it's heated up over the past 2 months, really. Pegula did not have a great Olympics. She, her and Coco Gauff did not medal in doubles. She didn't play well in singles. And the other big change to tie it back to that is she has greatly reduced her playing schedule. She, I think to a fault, was playing doubles matches almost every week. She was even playing mixed doubles occasionally at the slams. It's a very unconventional approach for a top five singles player. And over the past few weeks, she is, you know, her game, which is a very flat hitting, low bouncing game, has played extremely well on fast courts. She won a title in Toronto, reached the final in Cincinnati. Those are both big tune-up events. And now she's into the final four at the U.S. Open.
What was working last night? What were we watching that she was finally able to break through against the world number one?
Yeah, so her history with Swiatek is kind of mixed, where she has some wins against her. And I think Iga Swiatek is generally the undisputed number one for, I think, the past 3 years or so. There's been some breakthroughs by other players, but she has been the most consistent, most rack ahead speed. And she has court coverage that just demands really excellence from her opponents. And that is tricky with Pegula, where her game is very low margin anyway. It's very, you don't see her hitting high spin heavy shots that Swiatek has. If you watch their rallies back and forth last night, kind of put your head side to side, you would see a flat shot coming from Pegula and you would see it immediately return like a parabola from Swiatek. She just has a game that not many do on the women's side. And what, you know, she demanded this from the start. You know, Pegula went for her returns very, very much so, try to get Swiatek on the baseline and just, you know, try to take the initiative, just be assertive. And so there was that element of it. But the other really big part of it was the serve. And this has always been the weak link to Pegula's game. She does not have, you know, as certainly not like a fast serve if you compare it to like the 10 best serves in women's tennis, for example. But it's been something that's leaked in her game in the past. And she was hitting her spots in press last night. I mean, she also noticed that Swiatek was really struggling on serve. So I think, and that's where the most mental part of the game, it's to me as a golfer, you guys know, like the serve and the drive, these are shots where all, you control the pace. You control everything, and that's a blessing and that's a curse because it's all on you at the end of the day. And Pegula really rose to the moment. Swiatek had actually a bunch of double faults where she gave Pegula breaks there. And by the end of this match, Pegula gets to 40-love, triple match point. Pegula ends up hitting two winners to make it 40-30. And I'm like, I'm sitting in Ash Stadium watching this and knowing the scar tissue and history in this, in what Pegula's had, I'm like, she's got to win this point or this could go off the rails even at this juncture. And she gets an error from Swiatek eventually and gets the big win.
Edmund Grogan of Tennis Channel and Tennis.com. All right, so looking forward, tonight, 8:30, it's up against, you know, Ravens and Chiefs, but a big matchup, her first semifinal in a major championship. How do you like the matchup for tonight for Jessie Pegula?
So she plays Karolina Mukova, who, you know, unless you follow tennis, I think, well enough, may not know who she is. She is unseeded, ranked 52nd, yet she is in her fourth Grand Slam semifinal in the past 3 years, and this is all due to injury. She was also a semifinalist at the U.S. Open last year, I'm pretty sure. And Mukova is a player that is, Pegula gives a lot of credit to. She kind of has every trick in the book, every shot in the book. We actually referenced her yesterday on tennis.com as one of the best comps to Roger Federer, honestly. Not in output, not in his status in the game, but just kind of has every way to bamboozle you, I would say, on the court. And she'll also come into this game with kind of nothing to lose. And this is a spot for Pegula that's really the total opposite of last night. Siatek was the one with everything to lose. Pagula obviously had her own demons, but she'll be the favorite in this match. She's 1-0 against her, but they have not and they played in Cincinnati, the tournament I just referenced. She played her in the very first round, in her first match at that event, 1-3 sets. So there's a very familiar history with these two, but not a ton of history to go on at the same time. So, you know, Pagula, I mean, essentially, I do think she's got to replicate what she brought here. I mean, at this stage of the tournament, everybody is obviously playing extremely well. So it's not as if you can downshift from Iga to Mukova here. She'll get the second night match on because she was the last semifinal or quarterfinal to be completed. You give Pagula the edge just on form, even the recent history, but it's going to take a lot again for her to get through this.
Ed McGrogan, Tennis Channel and Tennis.com. Ed, thanks for the time. Who are you picking Sunday, Bills Cardinals?
This is one of the few that I was looking at the schedule with buddies of mine, and I'm like, how many of these games do you see on that you'd be actually absolutely shocked if they lose, even with the anxiety this year? Yeah. This is still one of them. Obviously, we're taking Bills on here and just hoping for a 2-0 start in 5 days.
All right, very good.
Love it.
Thanks, Ed. We're gonna call again. We'll chat again, and I mean, the 6:30 club works for us if it works for you pretty consistently. You know, just saying.
Yeah, wide open.
The boy isn't up yet. This is the golden hour in a sense. So let's do it.
Very good. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, guys. Go Bills.
Ed McGrogan, go Bills. Bills Mafia member and covering the U.S. Open. Jesse Pegula onto the semifinal. Can I read you a funny tweet that I got or text that I got during this segment?
Sure. Yeah.
So I mentioned, you know, the parallel to the Bills. Like, oh, hitting your head on the same ceiling and you get through.
Yeah.
And Jonathan texted in to point out that, in order to break through a consistent stumbling block on her path to a championship, Jesse Pegula needed a coaching change. That's funny. It's funny. You know, once in a while the McDermott conversation launches.
Yep.
And I had a big long one yesterday. Guy writing to me about McDermott. Is he just Tomlin? I'm just like, I don't know what to tell you. I think he is very safe and a good coach, and you've got a good swath, Joe, of Bills fans that hope that if they fall short at some point, the owner will say, enough's enough. Even in success, they hope that the Tony Dungy in Tampa scenario happens where they decide, you're good, we need something different. And I don't think that is insane. I just don't think that's likely, and I don't know when I will get there. I'll believe it the day he's actually fired. I don't think it warrants a firing, personally, and I just don't think it's there, but I know I hear that drumbeat from that section of Bills fans all the time. Sal at 7 on the Bills' new leadership council and two captains as they gear up for Arizona on Sunday, 1 o'clock. Oh. Hey, congratulations. I feel like we should congratulate everybody, each other, all of us. We did it.
The longest offseason
ever. We did it. There's football tonight, a real game. And tomorrow, and this weekend, and there's a home opener, and the weather's going to be elite.
Oh,
it's amazing.
60s, right? On
you're going to eat. You're going to grill food. You eat grilled meats. Hey, head over to WGR550.com. Enter for your chance to win a Blackstone two-burner black outdoor LP gas griddle just in time for tailgate season, courtesy of Value Home Centers. Big development for us at 8:30 today. We are going to get a look at some of this new food the Bills have. So the Bills are adding a bunch of new items to the stadium, and there's some good stuff here. I had somebody write in, they've already had the Milano at the stadium. I guess the Milano's...
Oh, yeah.
And said it's the best thing he's ever had at the stadium, the Milano. It's a new sandwich.
He sent a picture in of that sandwich, and I'm like, my stomach is growling looking at it. Yeah. It looks really good.
So the full list of things, they're going to bring in for us a Bills burger. Great.
Okay.
The Battle Boat, which we're going to have to get into. And you're going to get a look at this Milano. The Milano sandwich is salami, chicken cutlet, shaved parm, sun-dried tomato, aioli, arugula on a seeded roll.
Oh, man. That is fantastic sounding.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good. The rest of it, other stuff that they've got. So a powerhouse quesadilla, a brisket sandwich, sweet chili tenders, the spicy Joey T pizza, Queen City Weck, 2-foot nachos. That's what we're going to have to get into and chat about.
Yep.
Game day specials. So the game day specials, I think they're not only doing the Battle Boat, which is a 2-foot waffle fry. I think they're doing hot dog of the day, too.
Are they?
Just like the Sabres.
Nice.
This week, it's a Sonoran hot dog, a bacon-wrapped hot dog with red bacon, pico de gallo, mustard, and mayo.
Beautiful. When they come in? 8:30?
8:30.
They can't get here earlier?
Waffle fries and burgers at 8:30 this morning. Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's have it indeed. 803-0550 is our phone number. Welcome to football season. You made it. I have my first auction draft tonight. I'm thrilled.
Oh, lucky you.
I'm tired of all these snake drafts.
I need a yearly auction, yeah.
Auctions,
everyone should have a yearly auction.
An auction redraft. I got
so
my auction redraft tonight.
This is the one during.
Yes, during we start about game. An hour before the game begins, and then the game's on in the later rounds.
Is that distracting?
Yeah, it's nice. Like, if you don't have any money and you're going to sit about 20 minutes out,
yeah,
you know, you can just go ahead and watch the game.
Yep.
Has its advantages. Sal Capaccio on the injury report. Not too much there. On the captain decision. Not too much there. Josh Allen, Terrell Bernard. And, of course, Bills Cardinals. Sal joins us when we return here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.